And Closer Look continues now here on 90.1 WABE, Atlanta's choice for NPR. As always, I'm Rose Scott. Randolph County, it's just about 160 miles southwest of Atlanta. It's way down there in the southern part of the state. And right now, there's a concern about a new proposal which may keep some residents from being able to vote in the upcoming midterm elections. Now, the ACLU of Georgia is calling on the Randolph County Board of Elections and Registration to reject this proposal, which would close 7 of 9 polling places leading up to November. And joining me now to discuss this further is Andrea Young, Executive Director of the ACLU of Georgia. Also, Sean Young, no relation, Legal Director of the ACLU of Georgia. Thank you both for coming in and taking the time.
Great to be here, Rose, always.
First of all, I just want to let everyone know that Closer Look producers made several calls and sent emails to the Randolph County Board of Elections and Registration. The county commission said all inquiries had to be submitted through them, the County Board of Elections and Registration. As of our time, no one has returned our calls or emails. So I just wanted, for full disclosure, get that out there. Director Young, I'll start with you. What entity is proposing to close these 7 of 9 polling places in Randolph County?
Well, in Georgia, the polling places are determined by the county boards of elections. Mm-hmm. So this is a proposal from the executive to that board to the county board of elections in Randolph County to close, as you pointed out, 7 of 9 polling places that were in place for the recent primary runoff. Mm-hmm. And so we're very concerned about this. There's a large minority population in this county. And part of our mandate is we want to protect the right to vote for everyone.
Sean Young, I'll ask you this question. Is that unusual that this many poll locations will be closed regardless of the size? Because Randolph County is about 7,700 people, so it's small. But is that sort of rare that there would be this move to close that many polling places out of a total, regardless of where the locations are?
It's certainly unusual to do this on the eve of a general November election, where the turnout is going to be much higher than it was in the runoff and certainly the primary runoff. And so the timing is awfully suspicious. But certainly in the larger context of history, it is not unusual when African Americans increase in political power that elections officials try to curb it.
And we should note, Director Young, you just mentioned this, Randolph County has a high percentage of African Americans. Now, I went and did a little research, and according to the Secretary of State's office, they have about 925 registered black males, a little bit over 1,400 registered black females, 845 registered white males, 924 registered white females. So there is a higher percentage of minorities, registered voters in Randolph County. That concerns you all in terms of how that will impact that voting population?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, we are, under the Voting Rights Act, which this affiliate has been defending in Georgia since its inception. My dad was one of the clients. Julian Bond has been one of the clients of the ACLU of Georgia. So as Sean said, we've seen a persistent reaction that as African Americans grow in political power, there are efforts to restrict the effectiveness of their ability to cast a ballot.
Have you all been in contact with the county election board?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because last Thursday we submitted an open records request asking them, why are they proposing this? Tell us the basis for this proposal. Under state law, they have 3 business days to respond, and they didn't respond. So here we have a proposal to close over 75% of the polling places in a Black Belt county. The timing is on the eve of the November election, when there's going to be a higher turnout than was earlier this year. And we have them ignoring our very reasonable questions. So there's a lot of evidence that something's going on here.
Well, Director Young, I'll ask you this then, point blank. What is going on? What do you think is going on? What do you think is the purpose for this?
Well, there's no logical reason that you would close 75% of your precincts when you're about to have an increase in the number of people voting. So, as Sean said, if it would be suspicious enough if this was done before the primary, But doing it between the runoff of the primary and the general election, you know, is clear evidence that they are not trying to make it easy for people to vote. And again, this is a rural county, so the impact of closing polls, you know, people in Metro Atlanta may not realize people in rural Georgia, not all of them have cars, have access to a personal vehicle. There's no public transportation. So this could result in people having to walk, you know, people without transportation having to walk 3 hours to the next polling place.
Sean Young, you all have sent this letter. Mm-hmm. What's the next step if you aren't able to contact them? And I guess I'll start with this. Is there a reason that would satisfy you if you heard their reasoning for wanting to close these locations?
Well, one of the things we're going to do, there is a hearing. You know, there are rules and regulations for having to discuss these things in a public forum. And apparently this is being followed. So we are organizing an advocacy effort as well in partnership with the legal effort, so that ACLU members in Southwest Georgia will be attending the hearing, will give testimony, and we will as well give testimony as to the impact of this ruling. So we're doing both an advocacy effort, a media effort. We thank you for raising this issue, because sunshine is the best disinfectant. And also the legal effort.
Where does this fit in? Listen, we've had conversations. You know, you mentioned your father, mm-hmm. Andy Young. This is nothing new when it comes to concerns about, you know, voter disenfranchisement, all of that, you know. But where does this fit in from a bigger standpoint? Because November is a very important and huge election, not just here in Georgia, but across the nation. And in terms of concerns you all have, throughout the nation.
Well, we're very concerned. We see a pattern of voter suppression throughout Georgia. We've seen, even whether it's in Fulton County or Randolph County, attempts to close polls in heavily minority neighborhoods. We've challenged those. We've seen people taken off the active voter rolls for reasons that were violations of the Voting Rights Act. You know, we've seen attempts at the legislature to reduce the days for early voting, which again are heavily utilized by, you know, people of color and younger voters and poorer voters. So we see a persistent effort to reduce access to the polls for Black and Brown people, for young people, and for poor people. And as the ACLU, we are vigilant at standing up for this, you know, with every opportunity we get.
Sean, let me ask you the same question. How does this fit into the bigger picture across the nation in terms of voters having access to vote in these polling locations, obviously being crucial to that?
Yeah, I mean, ever since we've seen record-breaking African-American turnout in the 2000s in those presidential elections, it's like elections officials are just tripping over themselves to try to make it harder for traditionally marginalized communities to vote. And so this is part of a larger, you know, perhaps trench warfare or some kind of persistent resistance effort that we have to constantly engage in and constantly be vigilant about.
I want to get your thoughts on this, and I'm not sure if you all have a opinion on this, but there is so much concerns about paper ballots and electronic voting machines. Do you all have a stance on which one you prefer?
This is an issue that, you know, we're still studying and watching very closely. Certainly something that the ACLU of Georgia supports is a verifiable a trail so that independent audits can happen after the election that can verify this is indeed reflects what people actually voted.
And our staff are participating in the commission that's looking at this issue of voting machines. What's clear is that we cannot continue to use voting machines that can be hacked by an 11-year-old.
Let's get back to Randolph County for a moment, because if someone listening might be listening online, or someone who knows mm-hmm. someone from Randolph County who's concerned that, you know, what could this mean for me as a voter? I mean, when should I expect some type of decision? Is this going to, will it take a lawsuit?
Well, we would encourage them to show up for the public hearing. That's Thursday, Do we have a location yet,
John? Yes, they've announced the location. I believe it's 39 Front Street in Cuthbert, Georgia. But it is the headquarters of the Board of, I believe it's the headquarters of the Board of Elections.
At 6 p.m. tomorrow.
That's right.
And Randolph County has, we've been talking about the county because it's Randolph County, but how many cities are we, are little small towns we're talking about? Maybe?
So they have two small towns, Cuthbert and Shellman. Those are the only towns in which there will be polling locations left if they have their way. And they are proposing to shut down seven polling locations, all scattered throughout the rural parts of Randolph County.
Have you heard from folks down in Randolph County?
Well, we have been reaching out to them and organizing them. And, you know, one of the other points, if people are seeing any things about voter access that they're concerned about, our website is www.aclu.ga/get-help. And we are, you know, we are monitoring, we monitor this intake daily, and we encourage people to go to the ACLU website if anything, and this is straight through the election and even after, if there are any concerns with voting absentee, with voting provisional ballots, being challenged at the polls, that people document that. You know, so and come back to us with that.
And in the past, we've had a lot of stories about when folks are moving in and out of different counties, being able to make sure their information is correct with the Secretary of State's office. Can the Secretary of State's office have any assistance in this, or is this strictly on the county and the board of registrations here?
It is the duty of the Secretary of State's office to comply with state law and to ensure that all 159 counties follow state law and follow the Voting Rights Act. And so while certainly many types of actions and rules are set by the county, the Secretary of State has a very important responsibility to ensure that everyone is complying with the law.
So Secretary of State Brian Kemp could intervene here. He could make some phone calls. I mean, is that what you're saying he could do or his office could do?
If the Secretary of State is concerned about upholding the protections of the Voting Rights Act, we would certainly expect him to make those phone calls and to ensure that they comply.
Have you all reached out to him, Director Young?
We have not on this particular matter.
Are you going to wait and see or?
Well,
perhaps. I mean, we'll see. We've definitely, when we've written letters to different counties, we have often CC'd the Secretary of State's office.
You want to give them an opportunity first, is what you're saying?
We would love to for them to work with us to help counties comply with state law and uphold the Protections of the Voting Rights Act. In this instance, we haven't yet, but that's certainly on the table.
And your point, too, is that, you know, people can go on the website for the Secretary of State and check their voting locations, check that their registration. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of concerns with how the Secretary of State is maintaining those roles and that people have been pushed off in violation of the Voting Rights Act. We've challenged that. So we would definitely encourage people to prepare for, you know, prepare their strategy for voting. Are they going to vote absentee? Are they going to do early voting? When is that going to be in their community? But as you say, this is a very important election, and we want everyone, every eligible voter, to get registered and come out and vote in November. That's how our democracy works. Democracy is not a spectator sport. And if we're going to defend our Constitution, people have got to participate in the process.
Andrea Young, Executive Director of the ACLU of Georgia. Sean Young, no relation, Legal Director of the ACLU of Georgia. Thank you both for coming in and taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.